Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Sabotage. Arnold Schwarzenegger leads a DEA team, and they make a major drug bust, but when a chunk of money goes missing, the bad guys kidnap his wife and his kid, and Arnold, he will do whatever it takes to get them back.
The arrest today of a major cartel leader has led to a seizure of millions of dollars in cartel money.
The only way to stop the cartel is to find out who stole the money.
It could be someone on my team, one of my own people.
The cartel's got your wife and kid. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna destroy them.
Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, sure, drug cartels are all scary, mean, and probably ugly, but they had to know messing with Arnold's family would not turn out well. I mean, Arnold has big muscles, big guns, and a seriously big ego, just saying, so for sure he will leave no stone unturned, no bad guys left standing, and will no doubt bring it down on the cartel. But you know bad guys, not the brightest bulbs, if you know what I mean, so they ask for it, and they're gonna get it. Of course, that means a lot of chaos, bodies, and blood everywhere. Turns out drug wars are a pretty messy business. A long ways from the old days when Arnold was just a kindergarten cop. But no matter what kind of cop he is, the message is clear. It's not nice to fool with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now into a whole different kind of movie, it's Bad Words. Well, Jason Bateman, he's determined to finally win a spelling bee. Now he's all grown up, but he finds a loophole to get into the competition. What he didn't expect was to become friends with a 10-year-old competitor. The only problem is he makes it his personal mission to corrupt the kid.
The spelling bee isn't it for kids.
Rule number 24, the speller must not have passed beyond the 8th grade on or before February 1st. You can see there, I have not passed the 8th grade, not ever.
Welcome everyone to the National Spelling Bee.
Whatever issue it is you're here to work out, you're in the wrong place.
Well, you don't know me.
Okay, pretty much the only thing I could think of while watching this movie was please, please win an Oscar for Best Editing. Surely they didn't really film those socially unacceptable and extreme potty mouth scenes with an actual 10-year-old kid in them. They must have done some pretty amazing job of just splicing him in afterwards, right? No. So instead of concentrating on upcoming acceptance speeches, these guys should probably just be concentrating on building one heck of a giant legal fund, because Child Protective Services is bound to be all over this. Oh, and set a little money aside for the years of therapy this little boy is gonna need. And sadly, this could have been a really good movie. There was some great cute stuff that went south when they went all R-rated on it. Turns out Bad Words is just a bad movie. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Bad Words is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.